Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Chianti is something that's, I think, kind of reemerging. I mean, when I first started drinking Chiantis, you bought the bottles that had the, what was it, like the straw base or something like that. And you were told to look just for the Black Rooster. Now, the Black Rooster's still actually somewhat true, but you don't see much in the straw baskets anymore, and they've gotten much, much, much better.
They have gotten much better, and they changed the formula. They got rid of the white grapes that were supposed to go in it, and they also allowed things like Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot to appear. But it has to be, I think, 80% Sangiovese.
Yeah.
I tasted three, Hugh, that I just absolutely adored, and they were different types. One was an everyday Chianti. Mm-hmm. The other was a Saturday night dinner Chianti. And the other one was a special occasion you would want to put away for years, perhaps.
Wow.
And at remarkably low prices. So pay attention. These are good things. The first one was Poggio alla Luna. Poggio alla Luna. And $15. And it was just wonderful. A very dark Chianti. The aroma had yeasty red cherry nose with some earthy notes on it. It's a nice, soft wine with very mild tannins, good tart acidity, balancing everything. The flavors are based on an earthiness with a brighter note of cherry with a touch of spice and kind of that classic bitter finish that we like. Really good everyday Chianti. $15. That's really good.
That's
value.
A deal.
Poggio alla Luna. The next one was Poggio Tondo. And this was an organic, they call it biological.
Uh-huh.
$18 for this one. And again, very dark. The nose is, I thought, more refined with vanilla and oaky aromas, along with field herbs and spicy plums. On the palate, the wine is extremely smooth with deep and rich flavors to it. Very, very impressive. I thought there was almost a nutty, like hazelnut quality to the wine.
Hmm.
And it was just kind of embracing all this good, rich, dark fruit. Muted oak. The oak was there, but it was quite muted, which I think is good. A very agreeably complex wine. Easily a Saturday night dinner wine, but $18.
That's a deal.
Poggio Tondo. And we're going to put all these on the website. Now, the one that absolutely knocked me out, Hugh, is called Fattoria Rodano. And it's Chianti Classico, which means that it's from the region that was originally, you know, the heart of Chianti. So it's mm-hmm. the classic region of Chianti. $25 for this bottle. And it was, again, very, very dark, but had a totally different aroma than the other two. I was smelling things like autumn leaves, touches of, believe it or not, roast beef, which you do get in red wine uh-huh. occasionally, black coffee. So all these dark, kind of non-fruity mm-hmm. notes on the aroma. On the palate, there was a lot of chocolate and cocoa going on with a lot of dark, dried fruit flavors.
Mm, this sounds fabulous.
It reminded me very much of Amarone.
Okay.
You know,
with that kind of dried fruit concentration.
Yeah, just and the intensity of it was very much like Amarone. So Fattoria Rodano at $25, my wine of the week.
Has to be.
Easily. But I would not hesitate to buy and get a case of this and just stick it away for 10 years and see how it goes. It's going to be great to have on hand.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.